So it's a pleasure to welcome to Under the Radar again, Pip Blom.
Welcome, Pip.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
And how is Amsterdam today?
It's very rainy and wet, but I mean, it's we're going into autumn, so that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So we are here to talk about your third album, Bobby, which is out on the 20th of October. Before that, there's obviously been a big change in the band, and Ginny, your drummer, has left. First of all, how is Ginny?
She's really good, yeah. So she's expecting a baby. That's the reason why she left the band, which is a really good reason. So, yeah, that's really exciting. And she is, I think, well, about a month after the album drops, Jeannie is going to have her baby. So that's going to be like a really festive month for all of us. No, but she's doing really well. And, yeah, we're still all, like, in touch a lot. So that's good, yeah.
Good, good. When you came out with Tiger Pit, was you very nervous what everyone was going to think?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was. Like, I mean, for me, to me, it felt like a natural move because it was something I wanted to do and I've been working on it for quite a while. But I did also have in mind that people, they don't follow the same path that I follow, so like I can imagine it being a bit of a shock, but at the same time I was also thinking like it it's like I was thinking about bands that I really like and how I usually like it when they try and do something else. So but I mean I definitely was nervous because you don't want to disappoint, like, to keep doing what you're doing, so yeah.
Well, I can tell you that I've spoken to Pit Blom fans that have been there since Boat. And I'm not just saying this, but none of them have said, oh, I don't like the new stuff. They've all
nice.
Loved it. So, so that's all good. Everyone's looking forward to the out. They're still going to the in-stores. And
amazing.
All
nice.
Good. Yeah, all good. So, you mentioned your love of Mikachu and the Shapes.
Yes.
For this album. Actually, listening to them today, I didn't really know a lot about them, actually. So that was a bit of an inspiration for you for this, then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always been, that band has always been an inspiration, like, from the beginning. The problem was that I'd never really recorded an album before I did with Boat. So I didn't really know how to do things and how I wanted to record. And then at the beginning I always thought, like, when we go into the studio we'll combine more like computer or produced sounds, and then it will sound a bit more like that Mikachu and the Shapes album that I really really like. But then once I got into the studio I noticed that there isn't really any time to do that. So like both with Boat and with Welcome Break, in an ideal world it would have sounded more like a combination of acoustic and and produced sounds. So this time around I was like, okay, it's the third album, I think I need to change things up. I'm going to start writing more from the computer to begin with, so we don't have to add the sounds in the studio, but they're already there. So what we're going to add are the acoustic sounds. And that worked really well because now we had everything ready before we went to the studio. And I think what I really like about that Mikachu and Shapes album is that they combine like acoustic sounds, like guitars, but also like weird instruments that are sometimes a bit out of tune, and then also like synthesizers, really blown up drums, or like even vacuum cleaners. So I've always been really inspired by the combination of those two like worlds.
And I think Tender has also spoken in the past about his love of more dance-orientated music.
Definitely.
As well.
He's always, like, he listens more to that type of music. And I feel like when, like, with Welcome Break, we released a couple of remixes. And one of them is a remix done by Ludwig AF. And that's a Keep It Together remix. And I remember listening to that remix for the first time and was just like, oh, this works really well. So it kind of inspired us going a bit more electronic as well. Like, you can keep the same melodies that I write that are like Pit Blom melodies. But then if you change anything else, it can still work. So that was I thought that was a really fun way of starting this new album.
Yeah. Now, you're Dave McCracken. You've worked with him before on Boats and some other things. This time he's doing some co-writing on this one, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So on a couple of songs, because the way we worked on this album was, like, I've written all the demos at home and then I took them to him. And then, like, it was all, like, in small sections. So I worked on 5 songs at home. Then I went to London to work on 5 songs with Dave. And then back home. And then, like, did that a couple of times. And some of the songs, there were bits that he was just like, yeah, we can improve this. Or we can, like, maybe add another bit to it. So then we started writing bits together. And he's also helped out with the lyrics. Like, not like writing the lyrics, but just maybe rephrasing some stuff. Because of course, I'm not like a native speaker. And yeah, so that was really nice because I've always been a bit like, I think that, I mean, there's still stuff in the lyrics that aren't maybe not the way English people would say it. But then Dave would always be like, but that's quite nice too, to have like to play with words a bit more like it's art, I guess. So that's been a really fun experience with him.
Good. And what a CV he's got, from sports team to Shakira. Incredible.
It's insane.
Worked with so many people. Obviously on the album we've only heard 4 songs yet. We've not heard all of them. But I think you've said this before, the big difference is your vocals. They're really up front. They're very much louder, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, in terms of the mix, you could say it's more like poppy, because usually when you listen to pop songs, the vocals are quite like on top. It's like very prominent. And I always used to think that I didn't want that. But with this album, I think lots of the songs are asking for it and it works really well. It's been interesting because the singles that we've released so far, like, we've only recently released a single with guitars, like with many guitars on it. So I think if you go and listen to the album, there will be way more guitars than you've heard so far. But it still works well, I guess, with the louder vocals. So that's nice.
And have you got a favourite song from it at all?
Yeah, so my favourite is Tiger. I think it's, I just find it a really fun song, but there's also a song on there that's called 7 Weeks that I really enjoy. And another track that's a bit different compared to the other songs on the album that's called Fantasies, and that's one I really enjoy too. So I guess, like, you could say that I'm just, like, quite content with the album.
Good, good. Now, live, I think you've done a couple of the other songs live. I think you played them in Holland, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yeah. So we haven't been playing that much over the summer, but because we changed the lineup, so it's now a 3-piece instead of a 4-piece. We have, like, experiments with playing lots of the new stuff. And that's been really, really fun. Also nerve-wracking because everyone is playing different instruments, combining multiple instruments as well. But I noticed that, like, first couple of times you're a bit stiff because you keep thinking, like, oh no, am I doing it right? Is it all going the way it should? But that, it feels like it's getting there and we're getting more relaxed and are able to enjoy it more instead of worrying a lot. So that's good.
I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to come over live. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird not seeing Ginny's crazy drumming in the back.
But I think that's also one of the reasons why we decided not to pick a replacement drummer, because she's been such, like, a staple piece in the band, and she's got lots of fans, and she's so unique. So we had one drummer in mind, and then she wasn't able to do it. And then we thought, like, yeah, maybe this is, it's just the way it's supposed to go. Like, we can't replace her, so maybe we just shouldn't replace her and then use a drum track instead, just to change it up entirely so people are not trying to compare it too much. Of course, there will always be a bit of a comparison because you're like, oh, I used to like it with Ginny, but now it feels like it's a new chapter, so it's just something else, which to me feels nice.
yeah So what can we expect with the live set? Have you got a set list in mind?
Yeah, well, we always like to switch it up a bit. Like, we've never really played one set list, like, an entire tour. We're going to play lots of the new tracks, but we've also worked on the old tracks and tried to, like, get them towards the new tracks, because you can imagine it being really different because they've been written in a different way. The new tracks have got way more layers, like synthesizers and all that stuff, and the old tracks have got just like drums. So we've been workshopping all those songs, and we've been picking tracks that fit really well with the new stuff. Mm-hmm. So it will still be a combination of the both. And I think I'm really happy about the set list or the song options that we've got right now, and I think it will only be more and more. Like, we've, at the minute we're playing, I think we can pick like 30 different songs that we can play, but we, if there's more time, we can rehearse even more. So I think it will be different every time, which is a fun thing for us as well.
Yeah, good. So you're soon be back in the UK. You always seem to be here. you're going to be starting with a couple of all-ages shows. They're great ideas. Two of those have sold out. You're going to start in Guildford. And funnily enough, that's where Mika was born. Did you know that, Mika Tune?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah, oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, so that's where you're starting in Guildford. So, great idea about the all-ages shows.
Thanks.
I think you mentioned because you used to go to shows with your parents, didn't you? And that's where you got your idea from, yeah.
Yeah, like, and we've noticed a lot in the UK that we get a lot of messages from parents like, oh, I really want to bring my kids, but they're not allowed in because they're under the age of 16, it usually is. Is there any way around it? Like, but it's just so hard because of the licenses, so they can't really do anything. But then, yeah, to me, it's been so important to go to gigs from a young age, and we've also been to a couple of festivals in the UK that are more like family festivals, and we've been like, Deershed is one of those, and we've just really enjoyed it. So I think we thought it would be really fun to play for younger crowds too, and not only focus on people that are over the age of 16.
Great, and hopefully you'll carry on doing those as you go on.
Yeah, I think, like, if it's up to me, we definitely will. Hopefully they will be as fun as I imagine they are. But I think, I think it will be really fun and just, like, quite a different show to what we're used to do. But that's nice, too, to change it up again.
Absolutely, yeah. So you're doing a short run of dates. I think you'll be in Cardiff when your album actually drops.
Yes.
You'll be doing Tottenham, a few places where you have been before, but not for a while. Tottenham, Margate, and then you're doing some in-store shows. I'm going to be at Brighton. I'll be seeing you at Brighton, which I've been there before. But you're doing Rough Trade East again, which is every album.
So
I'm looking forward to those. And then you're back again in the UK in February.
And then we're doing the big tour, like with
that's a big proper one. And include Heaven in London, and probably another one closest to us, Cambridge, which I haven't been for a while. So I think I'm going to check you out, Cambridge. I think
nice, good.
That'll be good. So we're looking forward to seeing you again and hearing Bobby in full, because we've only heard four songs. Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to hear it live. So check out your website for tickets. For the shows.
So just pitblorm.com.
That's it. And the in-store shows, and pick up Bobby on the 20th of October. No Ramsgate this time, Pip.
No, but we'll be back for sure. It's got a special place in our hearts.
Absolutely. Thanks for chatting, Pip. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Good luck with Bobby.
Thank you.
Big thanks for Pip for coming on the show for the second time. Lovely person, and great music too. So I'll be catching this week in Brighton, and the album comes out on Friday. Check that out. If you want to listen to it a day early, there's a Bandcamp listening party on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Right, now, something's very special. We've got the debut single. Now, if you remember, in February, I had Isabel Incap in the studio. She's from Southend, and it's one of my favourite live sessions I've done since I've been doing this show in, what is it now, 2.5 years? And now she's released, finally, a debut single, which has just come out. So listen up for this. This is Isabel Incap from Southend. This is Little King.
Now beads and necklaces straight.
loving those two tracks. First of all, we had Dutch Criminal Record, and that track was called Come Closer. That's from their Apathy mixtape EP. And then we had a new name to the show. I've only got three tonight, and they're all coming up in the next 35 minutes. And that was Courtney and Eve. Brilliant song. She's from Glasgow. If you're searching for her on Twitter or the like, it's Courtney with C-O-R-T-N-E with a hyphen. And that's from the Fluorescence EP. Right, next we've got a track I've played before, but this is a different version. This is RVG from Australia, teaming up this time with Sleaford Mods for their Nothing Really Changes, which the original version is on the RVG album.
Blue, but I owe everything that I have to you. so I'm coming to forget to dot your little I's and cross your little T's until everything looks like an egocentric eye. Look at what you have done to me. Disgusted and entranced, dancing in the sickness of it.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
That was brand new from Maple Glider, and that's called Do You. And now we've got the new one from The Vaccines, which is going to be on their next album, Pick Up Full of Pink Carnations, which is out on January the 12th. This is called Sometimes, I Swear.
on, let go, cancel plans tomorrow, let's stay in bed. Just like you said, there's no instead. Tonight, she said, nice, alright, let's get a takeaway. You and I waste the days. Weekend on my couch, you me spacing out, let's get away. I hate the games you play. Special, you were wrong. Never had one like you come along. Along, 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 along,
second play of that one, that's Red Shakes, and that track is called Angel. Album of the week this week comes from C-Map from Dublin. It's called Crazy Mad For Me, and apparently the title is taken from a Sheena Easton lyric back in the day. Right, this track is the second one I'm playing from it tonight. This is called Stay For Something.
Guitar. I knew that you would light up the dance.
check out that album, Crazy Mad for Me. Now, it's something old, but you've not heard it before. This is a vintage Primal Scream, 1986. And the original version of this only was a minute long, but this is an extended, different version. It's a BBC Sessions version on a new album, Reverberations, Travelling in Time. And this is the legendary Primal Scream track, Velocity Girl.
Here she comes again.
Tell
Waverly and Open Bar, and that's from an EP, Makes an Emptiness of a Crowded Place, which is out on November the 17th. They are from Edinburgh, but they are playing in London this Friday. Now we've got a new name to the show. This is the Fae, F-A-E. They're from Dublin, and this is from an EP called Blood Rush. It's their debut. It's called Do You Mind If I Miss You? Teens are back with their first album in 9 years, which is coming out on March the 8th, all quiet on the Eastern Esplanade. This is the first single, Run, Run, Run.
It's a lifelong project of a life on the lash. I've forgotten how to care, but I'll remember for cash. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Light the fuse, sing the blues, I can die if I want to. Tonight we're gonna bring tomorrow's happiness. Gonna live like it's the end. I love you to death. But I must suggest you better run, 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 boy, faster than the past, through the looking glass. If you want the night to last, you better run, 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 boy, faster than the past, through the looking glass. If you want the night to last. He's an old-time black.
Thanks for listening to Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Keep it here for Vixter and Turn It Up. I'm going to leave you with Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers from Canberra. And this is called I Used to Be Fun. See you next week.
It's not my fault, it's just how it came to be. And now I'm old, it's all crashing down on me. I'm tired.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.